currently Kirkland, your source for city news and events in the community. With Connie Turman at the news desk. Stay up to date with weekly news reports and what's happening in Kirkland. Now, here's Connie.
Hi, I'm Connie Turman, and welcome to this installment of Currently Kirkland. Every week, we're here with the latest in what's happening in Kirkland. When the sun finally does come out, you want to get out your lawnmower, too. But before you get started, hear what Mark Padgett from the city's Public Works Department has to say about grass cycling.
Grass cycling, or mulch mowing, is the natural recycling of grass by leaving clippings on the lawn. Clippings break down quickly, feeding valuable nutrients to the soil. Research shows lawns can generate around 300 pounds of clippings per 1,000 square feet each year, and these clippings are too valuable to throw away. Some benefits of grass cycling are less work, no bagging or disposing all those clippings. 25% of your lawn's fertilizer needs are already taken care of by the nutrients in the clippings, so you won't have to spend more money on fertilizers that harm the environment and pollute water. Grass cycling improves your soil, lawn health, and its resistance to disease. The environment benefits from the organic matter returned to the soil. Here are some grass cycling tips for getting your lawn in top shape. Mow when the grass is dry to avoid clumping. Mow high. Set mowing heights up to 2 to 2.5 inches to hide clippings better. Mow often. Follow the 1/3 rule. Mow your lawn often enough so that no more than 1/3 of the length of the grass blade is cut in any one mowing. Frequent mowing will produce short clippings that won't cover up the grass surface. Mow weekly in the spring. Cutting too much at once stresses the grass. Sharpen mower blades twice a year. Dull blades can shred grass. Leave clippings on the lawn. They provide free fertilizer, helping lawns grow green and dense without causing thatch buildup. Water and fertilize less. Each time you grass cycle, you add free fertilizer to your lawn. You can grass cycle with most mowers. Remove the collection bag to allow the clippings to drop on the lawn. If it's a rear discharge bagging mower, remove the bag and cover the discharge chute. Most rear baggers have a cover that drops down when the bag is removed to protect you from flying rocks. If you have a side discharge mower with a deflector that sprays clippings out as you mow, simply mow in a pattern that spreads clippings uniformly on the lawn.
We hope these tips will help you and your lawn go green and stay green this year.
Thanks, Mark. I can't wait to tell my friends about grass cycling for their lawns. For a list of these grass cycling tips, visit kirklandwa.gov/yardcare. Recently, the Kirkland City Council set its priorities for the revitalization of the Totem Lake Business District by approving a work plan. The work plan calls for specific action items that will improve transportation, resolve stormwater issues, and begin to bring a stronger identity to one of the city's vital urban centers.
You know, Totem Lake has been called by some the sleeping giant of Kirkland, and I think the great news for us is that that giant is also waking up. You know, Totem Lake currently brings in 30% of the sales tax revenue for the entire city. The hospital district is thriving up there. The car dealerships are doing well. The northwest sector is doing well. And so while it continues to be a challenge, there's lots of great, exciting things that are happening. And Kirkland is committed to making sure that we revitalize that area. Not only is it the economic center today, but when the annexation happens on June 1st, it will also become the geographic center of the new greater city. So what this work plan shows is the city's commitment, just not only the council, but the staff's commitment to doing everything we can to put our money and our resources and ultimately quite a bit of investment in Totem Lake to make it even greater than it is today.
To learn more about planned actions for the area, go to kirklandwa.gov, search Totem Lake Action Plan, and download the April edition of Totem Lake On Track. Looking for a behind-the-scenes or in-front-of-the-camera volunteer opportunity? Join the Kirkland TV team as a volunteer. Learn the ins and outs of camera operation, filming, lighting, and sound production as a video production volunteer. Or, if it's your 15 seconds of fame you're looking for, volunteer as an actor or extra. No experience is required. Are you camera shy? Then consider offering your home, yard, or business as a film set. Our local government access channels, KGov and KLife, are designed to inform, educate, and highlight life in and around Kirkland. If you're ready to join the team, contact Julie Huffman at 425-587-3012 or volunteer at kirklandwad.gov or apply online at kirklandwad.gov/volunteer. On a sad note, Kirkland's first woman mayor, Doris Cooper, passed away on April 29th.
It wouldn't have mattered if you were mayor or not. Mm-hmm. If you had somebody on the council that really wanted to go out and work it, it could happen.
Doris was a Houghton housewife when she began her political career for the city of Kirkland. She served 7 years on the city's Board of Adjustments, went on to be a Houghton Community Council member, and then served 16 years on the city council, 3 terms as mayor.
The way to do it was to say to the, whatever the project was, you talk about it at the council, among the council at a study session probably. And then you talk about it a second time. And then the third time I would say, you know, we've talked about this a lot.
In 2010, Doris was among several women, political powerhouses, who were honored by the Museum of History and Industry.
Well, I think probably part of it has to be that I was in the middle of 5 children. And my dad was very outspoken about politics. He was a Republican. And I think it was a matter of survival, frankly. Otherwise, you'd have been buried under all this.
So much of what Kirkland is today, especially its waterfront parks, is thanks to Doris.
When I was a mayor and we would come from like Bellingham where his family lived, as we hit the city limits, I would think, oh, this is my town. That's wonderful.
For more information, call the city manager's office, 425-587-3001. Remember, you can access any episode of Currently Kirkland on demand on the city's website or on your mobile device and on YouTube. We'd also love to hear from you. If you have any news tips, suggestions, or comments, please send them to kirklandtv@kirklandwa.gov. Thanks for watching Currently Kirkland. See you next week.